Welcome to the Sister Wives Podcast. Love should be multiplied, not divided, where one husband and only one wife recap the sinking ship that is Sister Wives.
I believe in living this lifestyle. It just makes each of us better.
I think we have something really awesome. I wouldn't want anything else.
I like Sister Wives. I wanted the family. I didn't just want the man.
Seems like destiny. Like we should have all been together from day one.
Love should be multiplied, not divided.
All right, ladies, you're going to want to get your cue cards ready because you're absolutely going to want to snag this next piece. It is an absolute showstopper. This comes from our David Yurman Men's Ring Collection. It is sterling silver, 18 karat yellow gold with the most beautiful, intricate horsey design. Wow, is this not the most beautiful piece you have ever seen? It is dazzling. When your man goes out, he will be noticed. Yes, if you have a masculine man, you're going to want to stop and get him this beautiful piece of jewelry. Oh, what is that? Okay, we have a caller on the line. Oh my gosh, it is one of our absolute favorite callers. All the way from Flagstaff, Arizona. Robin, are you there?
Hey guys, I'm here. I was just sitting here and I was thinking, you know, my hubby Cody has had this culotta ring forever and I thought maybe it's time to upgrade.
Yes, Robin, absolutely. This piece is something, it is an heirloom. This is something that will be passed on for generations to come. It is bold, it is beautiful, it is stunning. Would you look at that? Look at the details in this work. Robin, get your cue card ready, girl, because for 18 payments of $59.99 plus shipping, handling, taxes, and a little extra here and there, you can have yourself one of these beautiful David Yurman pieces. Yes, Robin, we always love hearing from you, Robin. Thank you so much for calling. We are all sold out already, guys. All of our pieces are gone. Thank you so much for being here at QVC. Give me a fucking break. This is the ugliest, uglier than Cody's hair, uglier than his always plaid shirt.
I love how quickly you were just two people did a whole skit into just back to yourself.
That's how it goes. This is what it's like to be like mildly unokay. To be
unokay.
To be unstable. This is honestly the thing is that's how conversations are in my head all the time. It's just I was able to verbalize it.
Okay. We're just riding the whiplash.
Just come on down, right? Yes. Awesome. This is the ugliest fucking ring I have ever seen in my entire
life. You know he feels so hot in it, though. Like, the way he was just like, he wanted Mary to see it. He was, like, putting it out on the table for her.
I felt like he was like, you know when girls get engaged and, like, every picture's like, oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Did I put my ring in this? Oh, my. He just got engaged. He is on cloud nine. Robin got on one knee.
He's like, I'm a fiancé.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. God. I've never seen something so ugly in my life for so much money. Can you imagine, like,
I forget what we said was Janelle's rent money last time, but this is her rent money this month.
Oh, yeah.
She could use that.
My wedding ring was $6 on Amazon. $6 on Amazon, and I feel fully fulfilled.
Only the classics
by it.
For you.
You know, like, you know, I want to have some good quality. You know, there was a couple $3. I was like, let's go for six. To spend $1,025 on this just does not make sense. We are not in this tax bracket. We do not have this kind of money in the Brown family. Do we see how the rest of the family is living?
I don't understand. Like, how are the finances working? Do Cody and Robin take from everyone else's account? Because everyone else is acting like they're struggling.
I feel like
Cody and Robin
are
like, nothing's expensive. Woo, buy it there, buy it there.
Cody would have had to have set up, like, I feel like he's siphoning off, like,
They're like money laundering from Janelle.
It's like every time that a transaction goes through, a little bit gets transferred into his
account. Like that Acorns app.
Yes, he is Acorns. He is Acorns, absolutely.
He's like, oh, I love it when they only spend, you know, 17 cents, like at the rest.
He had to do 6 cameos to pay for this. This is so frivolous.
I hope there's not 6 people even willing to buy a cameo.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I have whiplash. I feel as though I am culpable. Like, it makes me so upset.
So you didn't like it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm going to have to return your Christmas present.
Please do. Please do.
Me and Robin both got our cue cards out.
I would love to see the current balance on her cue card. It's
Ash. What is a cue card?
It's the QVC credit card.
Okay.
You sign up and you get a QVC credit card. Ladies, grab your cue cards. You're going to want this.
Oh my gosh. Her cue card is like racking up.
It is.
The money. It's way worse than her Victoria's Secret cards.
Or worse than the Kohl's. Because she at least has Kohl's cash, you know? Like, she's making an investment in her future purchases. But with the cue card, no. And I imagine the interest is like 50%.
She never remembers to pay a bill.
No, that cue card has some serious miles on it. Like, it is weathered. It's just like, please give me a break, God, you know? It's the cue card is Christine's vagina after being with David Woolley. Like, it's just like, girl, I need a break. I can't take another beating. And it's like, oh, here comes the woolly mammoth. Yeah, like, it's tired. This card is tired, Caitlin.
It never leaves her side. That's like her, like, one and only.
Yeah.
Her true love is her cue card.
This is the spirit baby she never had.
It's a brown hair.
Season 18, episode 8, the writing is on the wall. Cody and Robin show up to the LuLaRoe fortress separately, and we're doing a whole little charade like, oh, hey, Robin, funny running into you here. What you been doing? She's like, I was just sucking on your dick 5 minutes ago, Cody. You said the only way you would come see Mary is if I sucked you off, and when I greeted her, she could smell your dick on my breath. Do you forget that? Like, we all know. Who are we tricking?
Do they think we're so dumb?
Yes, they do.
They really, I feel like Robin's like, no one will notice. I'm like, we're not as dumb as you.
And also,
you came from the same house. You drove together. One
you tailgated here. You fucking tailgated.
Cody rode your ass the whole way.
The entire way. Like, give me a break. Give me a break.
And
I
like,
can't
Mary
do it.
Doesn't know. Like, Mary knows he's only with Robin.
Right.
Like, we're not dumb.
No.
He lives there full time. It's his only wife. Why what's the charade?
It's upsetting to think that the viewers would be this stupid. And to know, you know what, in the current climate crisis we're in, you two felt the need to drive 2 separate cars. Fucking carpool. fucking carpool to save the world, you know? It's upsetting. They are not doing their part. Now, Robin is
here.
They are
helping the economy by buying the rings.
That is true. But you know what? Where they, sometimes they take, sometimes they give. That's a great way to look at it, Caitlin. They are helping boost the economy.
That's right.
This economy is like the entire Brown family is Atlas, Cody's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, the entire U.S. economy is on Robin's shoulders.
And she's working to spend for it.
She is. I am so grateful to her for keeping us afloat. I don't know where.
She's keeping the QVC jobs.
She's keeping the lights on at QVC, that's for sure. Now, Robin in her free time is acting. She got a job recently as an interpreter. She only has one client. It's Cody Brown. And Mary asked her to come interpret because he doesn't quite understand the language Mary speaks. He doesn't understand comment panda to get your LuLaRoe tap. So Robin's
the only one who can speak Cody.
She's on Cody. Can't you hear what she's saying to you? Also, I felt so vindicated when Cody announces to the world, say it to the world.
Tell the world.
That the sunglasses are really just an accessory for his hair. He was like, I need my sunglasses. My hair's looking crazy. I'll use my sunglasses.
Use it to hold it back.
I'm
your hair always looks crazy. And I am convinced.
Yeah.
After this episode,
mm-hmm.
He uses a little like curler to get those front ringlets.
You don't think it's just a perm?
No, I think he's curling some of it. I really do.
That's upsetting. Do you think he got the triple barrel wand from QVC?
No.
Okay.
He got like the half an inch little pencil one.
He got his pencil
wet.
He got
the pencil
put
dick.
It in his hair.
Curler.
Cody is so annoyed to be here. Like, he's like, I don't know why she's ever calls me over. It's like, hey, Cody, you mind coming over? I miss you. And he's like, ugh, fuck, Mary. Can you just tell me what it is? All right. I think we could fix whatever this is remotely.
It's like, could you just tell Robin? She'll tell me.
And you can't tell me Robin and him did not sit down and rehearse what they were going to say beforehand.
There's no way Robin didn't go home and tell him after she met with Mary last week.
All the LuLaRoe orders sitting out front, waiting to be picked up.
Maybe she is making good money from LuLaRoe.
I was thinking to myself, like, Mary's interaction with the USPS is the only interaction she has. I'm like, I hope that at some point she fucked him. I hope at one point she was like, hey, you've had a busy day. You want to come in? Like,
you want Gatorade or something?
Something.
Rice Krispie treat? I'm
pretty bored and lonely here. Like, that is what I hope. I hope that at one
it's her
point,
only friend in Flagstaff.
Fingers crossed. She's like, come on in. And Robin just stands there. Fucking idiot. Open the door, dumbass. Where Cody just barges right in, busts that door open. Hey, Mayor, what is it you want?
Can you hurry this up? I've got to get to the gym.
I got to get going, all right? I got to get back home to my tender age children. And Mary's in her confessional like, you know, I'm hopeful Cody's going to care, but that'd be really cool. But I have no hope that he's going to care. He's not going to care. We all know he's not going to care, Mayor.
Doesn't care, Mayor.
Doesn't care.
Should be your new quote.
Mayor.
Doesn't care, Mayor.
If anybody out there can be a better detective than we are, I need to know the workbook Mary was working on when Cody and Robin came over. First of all, you can't tell me it wasn't left out there on purpose.
On purpose. She was like, I hope he sees this.
I think it was like a Kama Sutra. Like, I think she was like, Cody, I've been practicing some stuff if you want to come over later. Like,
I was thinking it was like the girlfriend's guide to divorce or something.
No. Okay.
She's trying to reel him back.
This was a ploy. Like, she was hoping to put the bait out there, and he basically just took it and threw it. He was like, I literally don't. Can I move your fucking book? She's like, yeah, I guess I'll grab it.
Did you see what it was, though? Did you see it?
Did you see the cover?
I'm halfway through.
365 Kama Sutra moves for the year, Cody. What a dumbass.
How to win your man back through the back door. She's like, fuck, that plan didn't work. Okay. She's like trying to slide it back over.
I gotta say, Mary's got an ass on her. Like, if Cody was an ass man, he can find it right here. Those jeans are looking good, Mer. Those jeans.
Those must be the LuLaRoe stretch collection. God.
So if anyone gets eyes on what this book is, I need to know.
It had to be like a workbook or something because it had like a pencil in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just a book she was reading.
No, and I don't think she's on her Mel Robbins kick yet. I don't think it's like Tony Robbins, Find Your Worth.
That came when she started wearing the leather jacket.
Yeah, like that. That's later on. I think here we're still trying to like how to get your man back in 10 days, you know?
Not how to lose a guy. She did that.
You know what book I want to get, Mary? He's Just Not That Into You. That's the book I want her to read. Yeah. Also, in Mary's house, we still have the sign. This sign has stood the test of time with Mary. And it just simply says, if we are in complete control of our family, somewhere along the line, we have gone terribly wrong.
The writing's on the wall.
Oh, my God.
That's what they named it after.
The writing is on the wall.
I don't understand this quote. Like, I'm like, is it supposed to mean something better? Is it supposed to be like, we can't be in control of our family? God's supposed to be? Because I love the fact that it's just like, we've gone terribly wrong. This family's gone to shit.
Yeah, it has gone to shit. Cody, Caitlin, that is the most beautiful piece of information you've ever brought to this podcast. That is Shakespearean. The writing is on the wall. Then Cody starts getting in on, like, he starts going in, and he's pissed because he's like, listen, I want to be able to come over to Mary's and absolutely finger bang Robin right here.
I feel like this came out of nowhere. No, I was like, what was it, because he wanted to sit next to Robin and she was like standing next to Mary? Like, I don't even know Cody. It's so bizarre.
Tell me right now that Cody's like, he's bringing the sexual energy throughout this entire episode.
He really
is. He's like horned up.
I feel like he's like, I want to tell the world that I'm having sex with Robin. I'm like, we know.
Even like when the Christmas and he was like, Robin, come sit here on my lap. I got a little poker for you. come on, I got something in my pants for you. What? Like, he's really trying to let us know. Oh, maybe the hormones.
The testosterone.
The hormones are getting in, and he's just like, I've got a freaking hard on every day.
For one wife only, Mary.
God, and Robin just has to lay there like a corpse, just taking it time and time again.
It's like, actually, Mary, I did see your book. Can I borrow it for me and Robin?
No. Unless he's got some sort of swing that can manipulate Robin into the moves, she's like paralyzed.
There's no way she's flexible.
No. No. Rigor mortis has set in already. Rigor mortis has set in. They're not doing any of this. No, absolutely not. But I just find it so weird how fixated he is, because he's like, I just want to bang Robin in front of all these women, but I can't. And Mary's like, dude, this has always been our agreement. We've always agreed we weren't going to finger fuck each other in front of each other. And now you have a problem with it? He's like, yeah, because I'm in love. I found love, and it's with Robin.
It's like he just wants to rub it in. Like, Mary, you'll never get this back.
Yeah.
I think Robin's so hot in her purple shirt.
In his perfect world, they're sitting there at the counter. He's got one hand going down the back of Robin's pants, just in her back door.
He's like, Mary, can you just tell, as I have Robin bent over your countertop, can you tell me what your big news is?
Pulls his finger out, gives it a sniff. It's like, here's the thing, when people say this show is too vulgar, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know
what's it called when you have sex in like a house for the first time, when they call, oh, the christening.
Yeah,
christening. He's like, this house has never been christened. Mary, me and Robin will do it for
Mary
you.
Mary has christened it time and time again with some good produce. All right, she moved up from bananas to eggplants
to cucumbers, zucchini.
How do you say cucumber? Yeah, she's been having a good time in that house, just not with
just never a two-person christening.
Anyway, she's like, all right, well, you guys are finger banging. How's everything going? Cody's like, yeah, everything's good. Is everything going good for you, Rob? How's things going over at your house? Yeah, I think everything's pretty good. Pretty good over here. Rob, you everything cool with the kids? I haven't seen them in 5 minutes. How's everything with you, Rob?
So weird.
And Rob's like, oh, I don't know how things are going with Cody.
I don't know. He's been at Janelle's house trying to work on things.
Everything's good here, I guess.
Does Mary even know that him and Janelle had a fight at this point?
Yes, he told her.
Oh, he told her. He did tell her. Yeah. I was thinking as they were talking, I was like, I feel like she's like not even in the loop for that. Like, she's like, you and Janelle are in a hard place? I didn't even know.
Just the Coyote Pass theater of it all, with Robin just being like, oh, don't ask me. I don't know how
her acting skills during this whole meeting. It was like, what are you doing? We know. We can see your face. Also, she's terrible at like hiding her face.
His vibe during this moment. I need people to go back, get up the police cam of when police went to interview Chris Watts. It is an exact match. The way that he's just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm not really sure how, Robin, what's, it's so.
I don't know where my wife is. I don't know.
So incredibly obvious. I am uncomfortable. I am scared. And he's like, this is not a safe place for us. I can't finger bang her here. All right. God. Let's just fucking just be honest for once in our lives.
I would love someone with insight on like steroids, testosterone, drugs to let us know what's happening here.
Yes, please.
Something has changed him.
Narcissism,
and it's not just anger.
Like, it's just something.
He's not.
Did he have a traumatic brain injury? I don't know. Something's like, felt like I had one trying to get that out. So anyways, Mary breaks the news to Cody. She's like, well, Cody, I'm moving my online LuLaRoe legging business up to Parowan. He's like, oh, cool. Awesome. It's got a huge smile on his face.
I can't wait to get rid of her.
That's good, right? Awesome. Cool. So you're going to be gone, right? And watch. I need everyone to clock Robin's face. Because she's like, oh, Cody, that's not what we practiced. You said you were going to give her a reason to hold on, Cody. She's going to disconnect our Acorns account from her, Cody. Every LuLaRoe sale she does, she's in my downline. I get a cut of that, Cody. We can't have her cutting us off, Cody. Like, they practice. And she is so pissed because Cody decided to improv.
He has to go off script because he's like, I can't even fake it with Mary. There's no way I could give her a little rope to hang herself with.
She's shaking her head. She's so pissed. This is the first time I feel like where Robin has shown any sort of, like, disdain for Cody.
Just because he ruined their acting gig.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she told production, like, you didn't get me then, right? Like,
Cody, give her something to hold on to. And that's when Mary's like, whoa, I'm sorry. I am blinded right now with that ring. What is that? And Robin's like, it's a cool ring. What is that, Cody? What is that ring?
Where'd you get that? I didn't order that from QVC.
That's pretty cool. Is that 18 karat silver? Gold? Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, stop. Stop with the charade.
And you know when Robin got it, she was like, take off that stupid pina colada ring and put this on. You're mine now. Like, this is our ring. I'm engaged.
Yeah. I'm like, did you also get him the matching cock ring for it? Goodness.
And now she's like, oh, it's just nothing. Mary's like, oh, okay, this is awkward.
And then they cut him off. And this pisses me off because this is a moment where I'm like, production, show us the real moment. Because what Cody said was like, no, 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 we're not going to go there. But it's cut off. It's like, no, 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 we're not going to. And then it cuts to. It cuts to. What else did he say? I felt like he looked at Puddle Monkey and he was like, you're not going to zoom in on this ring, all right? Stop.
Even though I've been tapping it on her countertop so she catches it.
I wanted her to know, you know? So this new ring has replaced Cody's old culotta ring.
It definitely has like a big meaning. They've talked about it.
Yes.
It's like, this is our special ring. This, now that we've finally gotten rid of everybody, we have a special
Here's the
ring.
Thing. Robin was like, I wanted to get you a donkey circling the mill or whatever.
The will.
Will circling the, whatever the phrase was. She wanted to get him a donkey. All she could find was a horse. And
she
so,
thought it was a donkey.
Yeah. And then Mary has a great point, but again, only said in confessional. She's like, dude, if you didn't want me to notice your giant statement piece, why the fuck did you wear it to my house, you know? And frankly, I don't care. She cares.
She cares.
She cried so hard when he left. She was like,
I can't believe he took off the culotta ring. I'm still wearing mine. I still have hope.
Oh, Mary definitely still has her culotta ring.
She's never going to take it off.
No.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Even leather jacket, Mary's still sporting it.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that at one of her women empowerment groups, or Tony Robbins, when she walked across the fire, he looked at her and he said, Mary, do you want to change your life? And she said, absolutely, Tony. I'll do whatever. And he's like, I need you to take off the culotta ring, throw it into the fire. And she's like, and it was like a scene from Titanic where the old lady drops it into the ocean.
We can only hope she burned it down and made a cock ring for her next suitor.
Yeah, that's what I hope happened. So, yeah. Now we go over to Garrison's new house where, again, it's kind of our mandatory, a little bit more lighthearted scene. Basically, every scene Cody's not in is like our lighthearted moment. And there we've got Christine, Janelle, Gabe, Gwen, and of course, Garrison. And the plan is that Gabe and Gwen might be moving into their landlord's new house, Garrison.
Terrible idea.
Terrible idea. But more than that, I was like, you know what? I am so happy to see that in this divorce, who better to get the other love sack than Garrison?
Janelle's family's thriving on the love sack.
People said, like, these love sacks are like $1,000.
Yeah, they're not
cheap. You could get one love sack or one David Yurman ring, but you can't get both. What are you choosing?
Love sack.
I'm getting the love sack. Absolutely. At least it serves a purpose, you know? That's the question of the year. If you have $1,000 to spend, are you getting a love sack? Are you getting a David Yurman horsey ring? That is the question. Now, what do I hate more than both the David Yurman horsey ring and a love sack? That is Gwendolyn Brown and Gwendolyn Brown's humor.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. I know so many people love Gwendolyn, but I'm not in that camp. I'm sorry.
Not a big fan.
No, I'm not jumping into that ship.
Even Christine knows she's annoying. She's like, this is a terrible idea. You boys are going to hate Gwen. I've lived with her. You don't want to live with her. Let's kick her out.
You know what was interesting? It wasn't like, oh, I'm worried about all three of them. It was more like, I'm worried about the boys with Gwen. Like, it's the
she's
problem
like, it's
is,
not if, it's when. She's going to piss them off.
The problem is Gwen. You know, like, it's
so sad.
When she made her closet joke, and then Christine had to, like, she was like, fuck, I gotta throw a sympathy laugh out. Like, just
Christine is just really loving the fake laughing this season. And that I will give Gwen. She did say, I saw it going around TikTok, that Christine is laughing. She's performing for the cameras, and I agree.
I gotta say something. Shut up. I can't, like, I need Christine to just take a breather.
I need to get to the David Woolley of it all.
When Christine talked about how the one time she went into a men's bathroom and it was just, I left and I was like, well, that's an interesting sink. Oh, like, and then she's like, shut up. Yeah. It wasn't funny.
No.
It wasn't funny. Just be quiet.
I feel like her doing her confessionals, like, alone in Salt Lake City are just, it's not working out.
No. It feels, her confessionals feel like a continuation of car confessions. Like, I just, shut up.
I feel like she's so giddy because she left, but it's just like, you're getting a little annoying now.
It feels like she's so lonely, like, she's laughing at herself.
Yeah. I want to root for her because I'm so glad she left.
Right.
But she hasn't hit the, like, cool stride yet. I feel like now that she's found David and she's going to get married and all that, it's like, she's just cool with it. She's just, like, a little bit funny,
I think
petty.
She did meet David during these confessionals. That's the problem.
Well, maybe she was just too giddy over finally getting something.
I don't know. I don't want to see this part of her life. I just liked her. When I'm watching this show, all I care about is the drama. I love it when she left, and I'll let her leave. And then if she wants to rile up Janelle or something, bring her back. But I don't need her talking about urinals as sinks.
No.
Not interested.
Not at all.
Now, I know Garrison at one point has been in the military or something along those lines. And it was so obvious when he's showing them around the house. He's like, yeah, this is a great place to sit. And right here is the bathroom. We'll be each be using our own caddy system.
We'll be implementing that. What are you talking about?
What?
I felt like we're he was like, you'll each carry your caddy from your room to the bathroom and then back. Don't leave it in here.
Please,
like,
do not leave caddies unattended in the facilities. Please. We are asking everyone to please keep your caddies with you. All right?
Imagine living in a house where you have to carry your shower caddy.
No.
Like, why can't they just, like, leave their shampoo and conditioner in the bathroom?
Guys, Gwen and Gabe are both using just, like, mane and tail shampoo. Like, they could just double
They're using
dip.
The same thing.
Like, they've both got the frizzy hair. Like, they're fine, okay? Like, just use that. We don't need to each have a caddy.
No, not at all. We can share a toothpaste. Come on, we're siblings.
Gabe, Garrison, and Gwen are all using Axe body wash. Like, let's get it for the house. Put it on the house.
Community shower property.
Good. Goodness. Then Garrison turns into, which I know everyone's gonna say, like, actually I think this is very smart of him to do.
It was smart, but, like, just the way he was so serious about it was funny.
So once you guys leave, Mr. Brown and Miss Gwendolyn Brown, I will be sending you guys directly to your emails that I have on file, leases. And for those leases, actually, Miss Janelle Brown and Miss Christine David Woolley Brown, you guys will be co-signing on these leases just to protect myself, making sure that I still get paid rent in case in.
It's like, I can't trust these fuckers.
I just thought, like, I mean,
it's like, I know Gwen won't pay that security deposit.
No, she won't. Like, I think it was smart, but it was just very.
It was smart,
formal.
But why was it so professional? We're talking about your siblings and your moms here.
Like, yeah, which, I mean, don't go into business with family. I get it, but it is what it is. Now, back over at Mary's, we've got Cody thinks that Mary's telling Cody all this so that he will beg her to stay. He's like, yeah, Mary's want me to, like, tell me this so that I'm like, oh, Mary, please don't leave me. I'm like, she knows. She knows that you're not going to do that.
But does she know?
She knows.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not on Cody's side, but, like, he's saying it over and over again. And why is she still saying, well, I think there's hope?
I think she just wants to fuck with him at this point. Now, Cody shares a beautiful memory that he has with Mary. He's like, so when you move, are you going to move your clothes, like all your business clothes on the racks? And she's like, no, I don't think that would work good. He's like,
it was such a weird question to say from the start. Like, I'm like, why are we discussing that? Because we know Mary's a great mover. Leave her alone.
All they have in common is moving. They're great movers together. All right. He climbs up on her back. He does the straps.
And we know, fast forward, he does help her move out
there.
He does.
This is their one thing they have in common.
The only thing they can do is move.
And he's like, Mary, that is not true, because I remember one time I was with your friend Lolly at Rodworks and you were doing a little fashion show, and I loaded up the van with the racks with the clothes on it, and then a woman came up to me and was like, hey, I'll buy all of it. And he was like, all right. Robin comes in. See, guys, this is what I'm talking about, because, like,
they're still in love.
Well, you don't have these memories if you don't love somebody. Are you fucking delusional.
I'm like, the memory wasn't really about Mary. It's about her clothing rack.
And honestly, the conversation, Robin, I don't know if you're so fucking stupid, but this is a fight. They're bickering
over whether or not you can move the clothes on the rack.
And she's like, God, like this, the chemistry in this room. No, she's like, doesn't am I feeling chemistry. Sparks? She doesn't say chemistry. She says, like, the physics in this room are just crazy. Because she doesn't know it's chemistry. What a fucking idiot. She is so delusional to say that in this moment, she's like, this is what I don't get. Like, these two are so perfect together. They have all these memories where they would fight over clothing racks.
Is Robin actually not as dumb as we think? And is she, like, literally just out to ruin Mary's life? Like, she's a bully being like, come on, Mary, hold on. He does love you. It's like, you hear him talk constantly about how much he fucking hates Mary. Yeah. And then you go to Mary and say, like, he might like you one day.
Well, you know why she does that? Because Mary told her, Robin, I need you to be strong for me because sometimes I'm going to be weak and I'm going to want to leave. And I need you to just keep saying, hold on, Mary. Hold on with me, Mary. That's why she's doing it. She's doing this as a service to her sister wife.
She's so kind.
She's so kind. So then Robin's like, well, we'll just have to make sure we schedule time to be together. And then Cody in his confessional is like, for fuck's sake, that's a lot of pressure. I don't want to spend time with Mary. I'm not interested in
they
that.
They never scheduled anything. After this conversation, Robin never saw Mary again.
That's not true. We had eyes on it.
We did?
We had eyes on Mary going to You're Robin's right. and playing yeah, with the
did.
Kids.
We did.
In the cul-de-sac.
You're right. You're right.
We did. So we know at least once they did.
At least once. Never again.
At least once they did. So Robin's like, you know, I'm trying to show Mary hope, and Cody just isn't really helping me much, and this could be a deal breaker for me. No, it's not.
She's not going to leave because he won't work on things with Mary.
No.
Are you kidding me? She's gotten everything she
wanted. She's going to leave because he stops getting the Acorns transfers from Mary, and she's not able to shop at QVC anymore. Like, that's why she's going to leave. That's the deal breaker. So then we go back to Garrison's. Again, this whole episode exists really between two scenes and a Janelle outing. Like, that's like really doing the absolute minimum on this show.
Also, we are just like fast forwarding. I feel like we've jumped like 6 months from where we left off. And in that time, what, we just scrapped everything we filmed?
Who knows? Who knows what happened during these
like,
6 months?
I feel like we left off in like January and now we're like popping up in May. And it's like, where have we been?
I think we went to March for a minute.
Okay.
We touched down on March and then just time travel.
I want to work for this production company. It doesn't seem they do much.
No. And then remember when
their hours are easy.
McKelty said like they film 40 to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Give me a fuck.
That is not true.
All that's confessionals. All of that is just confessionals. So back over at Garrison's, we've got Christine trying to get Janelle to move into the townhouse next door to her. And Janelle's not taking that bait, but unfortunately, I feel like I picked up on something. The other day, Janelle posted on her Instagram about packing up the fifth wheel. Mm-hmm. And in that, she talked about how her, Caleb, Maddie, and the Bush babies are all going to have a lot of fun with this trailer. In this episode, she says to Christine, you know, I'd like to live by Maddie and the babies.
Is she leaving Flagstaff?
I think she is. I think that she's tying up her loose ends in Flag, and she's going to be heading to Flag in the next couple, or North Carolina.
What about Savannah? Have we forgotten
Savannah's
about
in college.
Okay, but her dad's not going to check on her.
No, but she's an adult now. Gabe will.
She's going to move in
she's
instead
under
of
Gabe's
Gwen.
Care. Yeah.
They're like, Gwen, you can't move in. Savannah's
Gabe and
move.
Savannah are moving in with Garrison. I think that this is the end of Janelle and Flagstaff.
Okay.
And I don't... Wow. I don't want it.
No.
I don't.
No, I wanted her to get that dream house on Coyote Pass so Robin and Cody had to look at it.
It's not happening. She's gone. Wow. Rest in peace.
I also kind of got a little bit sad because they were like, Christine's like, oh, you could live next to me in the townhouse. And Janelle's like, we could get a house in North Carolina. We could share houses. We could go in and out houses together and we could just rotate. And I was like, I feel like after they got David Woolley Brown, that plan came down.
All those dreams shattered.
Yeah.
So we start doing some holiday talk. Garrison is like, you know, you guys could do holidays here. And they're like, oh, it's kind of fucking small. And then he's like, well, wherever you do
holidays. It's bigger than mom's apartment.
Yeah, true. It's much bigger than mom's apartment. And then he's like, you know, Christine, wherever you do holidays, I want to do holidays. It's like, Janelle's like, thanks, dude.
Like, he's like, mom, you know your cooking is not as good as
yours. Yeah, I want to go where there's homemade food, okay? I don't want to heat up another Stouffer's, all right? Now, speaking of holidays, we're just out in the open talking about the holidays. Christine's like, oh my God, the holidays were so great with you guys. I had such a good time. I have actually never been happier during a holiday. That was the best holiday I've, guys.
Gwen wasn't invited to anybody's holiday.
Gwen wasn't there for the holiday. I'm like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. It's like when you're a kid and like, oh, guys, at my birthday party, yeah, like, you know, someone's going to leave early because they're not doing the sleepover part. You know, it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. She's here.
Oh, hey, your mom's here. No, everyone else is leaving. Your mom just came a little early. Yeah. No, no one's spending the night. Everyone's leaving. Like, Gwen, you didn't go to the sleepover.
She didn't get invited to Cody. She didn't get invited to Christine and Janelle's. Like, she got nothing.
Nothing. And we're just openly talking about how great it was. Just like.
Christine's like, we had a great time with Peyton.
I couldn't do that either.
No.
Neither one of them I want to celebrate with. But I was just like, in this one moment, I was like, God, I feel bad for Gwen.
I do feel a little bad.
I'm hoping that whatever she's getting that phone call on her Bluetooth headphone is, she's zoning out.
She's taking after her daddy. Why do we have a headphone in? We're filming.
This family loves Bluetooth. They love a Bluetooth connection.
They're always waiting on a call.
God, I'm like, what's so important? You can't take your one headphone out. Like,
and we're at your job right now.
Janelle says that she doesn't think she'll ever spend another holiday with Cody again. I'm like, well, you say that, but then your birthday comes and that's out the fucking door.
I hated this. We'll get there later. Right. But I'm just like, don't go back.
It's very hurtful. Christine says that she feels like Janelle's kids are having a hard time with this Cody stuff because he was always around for them. She's like, my kids were usually neglected by Cody, so nothing's really changed. Trudy, what's her name? Trudy doesn't even notice. She never knew that man.
He
tried to assault her while teaching to ride a bike, she wasn't interested anymore. Like, she's fine. Like,
it is so sad.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like Cody favors the boys.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because Christine has mostly all girls. And
I
feel like he
so disagree.
Care. Really?
Yes. I think Cody favors the girls because he sees the boys as competition for alpha male.
Well, now, but I feel like the boys were his favorite forever until
younger
COVID.
Boys, yes.
Until COVID.
Maybe.
Until COVID, he loved the boys. He hated the girls, unless they were doing St. Lucia Day and they could make him breakfast.
Oh, gotcha. then we go back. We're beep-bopping back and forth, going between these two places. We're back at the LuLaRoe Fortress.
They got to keep it interesting because there's nothing interesting.
No, it's like they're like, you know, if we cut back and forth, maybe it'll keep
people like, it's riveting. Can't wait to get back.
It's not. I promise you. It's not. Why are we watching this show? That's like, why did we decide to start a fucking podcast about? That's the question. Why is everyone watching this? There's nothing.
Because it's terrible, but at the same time, it's the greatest thing I've
it's
ever
so
watched.
Fun to just talk shit, you know? Like, I love being able to talk shit about them. So anyways, back at the LuLaRoe Fortress, Robin starts in on the bullying, which, you know, she's triggered by bullying.
She hates bullying.
But I feel like she's bullying Mary. She's got this giddy ass smile on. She's like, Murray, why don't you tell Cody what it is you wanted to tell him? Mary's
say
like,
it to his face. I also hate that she thinks she's like the family therapist, like the only good communicator, because I feel like she's like, we're gonna face our fears today, Mary, you're gonna talk straight to Cody.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I can't, I don't want to say it, Robin. And she's like, Mary, you need to say it to Cody, he needs to hear. And Cody's like, mouth into Robin, he's like, I don't fucking care, can we go? I want to leave. And Mary's finally like, all right, well, I guess I'll say it. I'm not leaving the family or you. And he's like, for fuck's sake.
Why not?
Just fucking go. Lie down and die already, Mary. Suffocate on some of your fucking leggings. I don't want this anymore. Just go. Please. Goes to his confession. He's like, good on you, Mary. Has no effect on me. Like, God.
You know what? Mary needs to watch out because he is seeming like Chris Watts.
Yeah.
And like, if she is still tied to him at all, like if she dies, does he get her insurance and her money?
Do you remember when the El Musas broke up?
Yeah.
And Tariq pulled out like a gun?
Yes.
I feel like Cody's going to set Mary up at some point. He's like, hey, I think you have a LuLaRoe order for Robin. And then she steps on the property and he's going to be like, intruder, shooter.
And he's like, in self-defense.
Sorry, I thought that was an intruder. I didn't know who that, I didn't realize it was her. It was dark.
I feel like they're going to start to get desperate pretty soon and they're going to need money to pay off all their QVC cards.
A life
their
insurance. Q card,
and they're going to kill Mary for the life insurance.
Okay, hold on a second. You're thinking the Browns went far enough to set up life insurance?
Well, maybe Mary.
I don't think
no?
so. No?
No. Okay.
That, well, and honestly,
would
even
they
if
get
they
her LuLaRoe biz?
Even if they did, can you imagine Robin being like, comment Panda to collect these? Even if they at one point did start a policy, they never kept up with the payments.
You're right.
It was like a balloon mortgage payment that just, it just never got done. It was in the bankruptcy. No.
I'm just worried that they're going to go after her for the money.
So then Cody's like, well, listen, Mayor, I don't really care about that, but I am interested because of the acorn situation. what's going to happen with Lizzie's? You know, if you're going to be living there. And Robin interrupts. She's like, I'm going to say this and you're going to download it to your hard drive, Cody. The house is sentimental for her. During this entire conversation about Lizzie's, about the hard drive, about downloads, I think to myself, what is wrong with me? Like, I can't follow what is happening.
Because you can't follow because none of them are on the same page about what's happening. Cody's saying, why don't you just fucking live at the B&B and not make it a business? Why don't you just move in there
right.
and be gone from Flagstaff? And Mary's like, I don't want to live at the B&B. And Robin's like, Cody, she's not leaving the family. She's staying. Like, it's because it doesn't make sense.
It's like
they're not following each other.
One person speaking English, the other person is speaking Mandarin, and another person is speaking Portuguesian. Like, I can't follow what is happening.
It's because they're not figuring out what each other is.
This is how I feel like Robin feels all the time. Like, people are talking around her, and she's
like, I'm not.
Her hard drive is outdated. She needs to update.
Robin's the kind of person that's just laughing because she doesn't quite get what's going on. She's like, yeah. And they're like, why'd you laugh? She's like, oh, I didn't understand what you were saying.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't mean to laugh there. And then Cody says in his confessional, in my head, I'm wondering why she's even in Flagstaff. Like, God, if I was Cody's PR and I'm coaching him, okay, I'm sitting right next to him on the couch, I'm going to say, Cody, so what would look good is if you could just be like, you know, Mary and I have had such a hard time. And if she's ready to go and leave to Parowan, I support her in that. Not, I don't know why she's even in Flagstaff.
We never see her. We
fucking
never call
hate
her.
Can't stand
I
her.
I have to get a MapQuest every time to go to her house.
No idea how to get to her house. So then Mary's like, you know, she's talking to Robin. What I think he isn't getting and that he's never understood. And then Robin's like, say it to him. Say it to him. She's like, I can't say it to him. She's like, say it to him. Steps in as the fucking mediator. And I'm like, sorry, but like,
you're not Nancy.
This mediator can't never even finish like remedial math. I don't want her as my mediator. This person is so incredibly stupid. I don't need her here to interpret. You know when you see those viral videos of interpreters who are just making it up and they're doing like weird stuff with their hands and they get caught?
No, that's Robin. I've never seen that.
It happens. Okay. It happens a lot. That's Robin. Robin has signed up to be an interpreter and she's just flashing gang signs. She's not helpful here.
Why can't Cody sit down with Mary and say, hey, Mary, I've tried to say it in a roundabout way. I've said it behind your back. I've said it on the confessionals. I've told Robin, who I'm hoping tells you, but apparently it's not clicking. I'm done with you forever.
He can't. Because if he does that, if he abandons Mary, he's worried that Robin will lose all respect for him. He basically says in this episode, the only reason I am still around these frump dumps is because I worry Robin will lose respect for me. I pity fuck them for a couple years because I felt like Robin wouldn't be happy.
So sad.
That is incredibly sad. It is the saddest thing.
And it's like, don't worry, Cody. Robin won't leave you over anything.
Oh my.
So just let him go.
Mary's like, I didn't buy this house to live in and leave the family. And he's like, I wish you would have. I wish you had gotten Lizzie's and just left.
Also, who's Mary kidding? There's no way she can downsize.
No. She's going to just live in one room. And also, no. It doesn't make sense to me because she says that she's going to buy a smaller house in Flagstaff, but we know that doesn't happen.
No, because I think this was filmed way later, and I think they're just, like, trying to act like it was a while back, but I think it was recent, and I think she knows, like, she's just moving to Parowan.
What I did appreciate was Mary, when Cody's not understanding this whole bi-coastal living. She has a house in Flag. She's got a house in the luxurious Parowan. Is Mary comes in and she's like, you know, I'm going to have two homes just like polygamous men do. And they live in both. Usually. Cody hasn't been.
Did Cody spend a night in that Flagstaff house of hers?
Never.
Ever.
No.
Okay. I didn't think
never.
So.
I believe that Cody has spent 99.9% of his time in Flagstaff at Robin's and the other time driving around. That's it. Like, he's not spending the night at anyone's fucking house. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Now, Cody brings up Coyote Pass. He's quickly like, let's talk biz. Let's talk shop. And he's like, Mary, do you think that you could build something out on Coyote Pass? You know, do you think you could live in like a fifth wheel like Janelle did, kind of build something or whatever? Let me tell you what this man is doing. He's trying to get Mary to pay off the land so that she can start building something.
She's like, I thought we couldn't build anything until we pay it off and divide the property. He's like, yeah, that's why I'm saying, can you build something? Can you pay off the property and build something?
Can you pay off the property and build something?
I love that he thinks Mary could live in an RV.
Oh my God.
She needs a 5,000 square foot house just for herself. You really think she could downsize to an RV?
Even if, you know how on like Vanderpump Rules, they have like trailers.
Yeah.
Mary gets 6 trailers for like the tell-all. Like, she just has one and then 5 near her that are empty.
She doesn't feel at home unless there's a lot of empty space.
No, she doesn't.
She loves an echo.
So then Cody's like, all right, well, if you're not going to build something, I do have an idea. I have this idea. I want to do a barn dominium. You ever heard of that? It's called it's like a barn, but it's a house and it's a place. I want to basically park all my shit there, storage unit, and then build a loft on top. And I think, Mary, you could live in the loft. Robin's like, God, this is what I don't get, Mary. He's such a he's doing chivalry right in front of you.
He's
Mary.
Such a gentleman. He's gonna let you live in his garage.
He sees you in the big picture. So here's what I'm realizing. He wants to build it. Okay, so Mary pays off the land. Mm-hmm. Cody builds the
barn.
She
lives in the RV because she doesn't have dogs or anything. So she can just live there by herself. It'll be easier.
It'll be so much easier than Janelle had it. And he's gonna build this barn dominium. He's gonna rent it out at an upcharge to Mary, and so he can make money off of it. Then once he's ready to start building, he will kick her
Mary out.
Yeah,
he's like, okay, now you have to leave. She's like, what about, are we gonna build my house? And he's like,
Mary's
no.
gonna come back from Parowan one day and there's an eviction letter on her barn dominium loft
and everything of hers is at the Goodwill.
Yeah, like, it's just like, sorry, Mayor,
Salvation Army picked
it's
it up.
Biz, it's how it goes. Couldn't do it. All of her fucking LuLaRoe is gone.
She's like, this is such an insult. Like, I'm just going to live in the loft with, like, your old Lexus, your other cars, Robin's QVC boxes.
I don't get it, Mary. He's staying. He wants ya. He wants you as a renter.
He wants my money, Robin.
Mary, like, he's in love with ya. This is something to hold on to. Hold on to the barn dominium.
Is he only holding on to Mary? Which he's not holding on to her. But she's the one who makes the most money, we think, right?
Yes.
Okay. She's the breadwinner now.
But I don't think he has direct access to her money other than the acorns situation. Okay. I think that what Cody is doing is looking for ways to
turn Mary into
a client.
Like an investor. He's like, you could be an investor on Coyote Pass.
Yes,
you can't live
but she
there
doesn't get
us.
A stake in anything.
No.
She just gets to live at the barn dominium and pay rent to him at a higher than usual rate of
He's like, you
rent.
Owe me this because you were cheating on me with a catfish.
Yeah, like, it's just, it's so crazy. And she's like, I know he thinks he's being so amazing and so gracious, but this is a fucking insult. I have to live in the barn? I gotta be a fucking donkey in the barn?
Can she live at Robin's house? Like, if she just needs a room.
Yeah.
If she needs to downsize.
There's no more room.
You're right,
Robin's.
But could they clear out all the basement boxes and let Mary stay there?
Much like Mary isn't comfortable without empty space, Robin is not comfortable unless there is tons of cardboard boxes surrounding her. She
doesn't like an echo. She wants to pack it full.
She soundproofs. She doesn't want people to hear Ariola's screams in the night when she's running just rampant around that place.
The stories the neighbors could tell, I'm sure.
So then Cody's like, yeah, I think Mary's living in denial. All right, I gave her an awesome opportunity. She could rent from me. But if she's going to live in denial, then I'll just meet her right there. All right, we'll keep living in denial. It's like, be a fucking man. Don't just let Mary be a goddamn horse in a barn. Take her out back and shoot her. Do the humane thing already. Let's call it a fucking day. She doesn't want to be the horse in the barn dominium. Let her go. Please. For all of us, just shoot her.
Set her free.
Set her fucking free. God, anything would be better than this. Robin is so smitten when Cody gets back on script and he says to Mare, he's like, hey, Mare, I'm not really worried about you leaving. Because okay, Robin, because I know you're not leaving. She's like, good job, Cody. Good job. That was great. I'm like,
extra blowjob for you tonight.
He just wanted to say, I don't give a fuck that you're leaving. And he's like, oh, okay, Robin said to say.
She's like, she's doing the eyes.
She has a huge smile on her face. Like, she's like, good job, Cody. I'm so proud of you. You said what you needed to say. You're really.
Keep now her hanging on a little longer.
Keep her hanging on.
Let's make her more miserable than she's made you.
Just turn her into a fucking glue stick already. That's what they turn horses into,
I
right?
know, that's so sad.
Glue?
So sad.
It is sad.
Put the ping pong ball in her nose. You know they do that?
What?
Yeah, I heard that. They do that with the Kentucky Derby when the horses get hurt or they're not good anymore.
We're going to get a letter from PETA.
I know.
Liz Martin 5 and PETA are coming after us. All right, guys. Now the most upsetting part of the entire episode, Janelle's birthday. It is May. It's been 6 months since their fight. And other than that appointment at Salsa Brava, I don't think these two have really interacted.
No, I don't even think they've talked.
I think maybe if Cody sent a text, Janelle's just doing like a thumbs up.
She's just a reaction girl.
Yeah, she's just reacting to it. And Janelle's like, you know, when Cody asked if I wanted to go on a date, I was like, well, I could do that or I could stay home and just watch a program on the TV. It's like, that would be much better.
You made the wrong choice. You know how many good TV shows there are?
You know what, Janelle? Instead, what I would rather do than go on a date with Cody for my birthday is I would rather stay home and have to watch Marley and Me, The Boy in Striped Pajamas, and Stepmom, okay? Like, I would much rather stay home and just watch some of the world's saddest movies and just cry then spend time with this man.
She could have watched back the show and realized why she shouldn't be going on a date with him.
Christine is pissed. Is pissed because she found out through that fucking brown grapevine.
The rumor mill.
Maddie.
She's like,
which gave me insight. Maddie's calling Christine to talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie does not like Cody.
I don't think so. I really don't. I feel like I've realized recently, Cody hasn't seen Maddie or her kids in
forever. I don't think he ever met her little baby.
No.
And
her daughter has had like big surgeries and Cody hasn't been there.
Well,
of course,
he
can't make
Jezebel
it to anyone's surgeries. Surgery.
No. Here's the thing, Caitlin. He could go to these surgeries or he could go with Aruba to get her ears pierced. Like, obviously, Aruba's ear piercing is way more important. She had to recover after that, you know?
It is
what it is. So anyways, Cody has a real fancy night planned for him and Janelle. He got a reservation at the nicest restaurant in all of Arizona. He's going to surprise Janelle with it.
I felt like he was trying to act like a big shot. Like, it's really hard to get a reservation here, but since I'm on TV, since I'm Cody Brown, I could get one.
You know he was like, hey, it's Cody Brown, star of Sister Wives, TLC. You know I am, right?
You know, me and Robin, we come here all the time. It's our favorite spot. This is their spot.
Oh, you know.
People have spotted them in Sedona before at, like, fancy restaurants. I bet it's here.
He just called in. And also,
Janelle's
here's
like,
the thing.
I finally got to go.
We were driving there, and in my head, it's 4 o'clock. Like, he got a reservation, but it was the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. They didn't get like a prime spot.
No, they weren't there.
There was
at
no
7 6
o'clock
or 7
dinner reservation.
No. We're doing the 4 o'clock early bird special, and it's also happy hour.
Are you going to take me to Mariposa, the best place in all of Arizona? We've never been.
No, okay. I'm not taking you to Mariposa. That's not going to happen.
You could never get a reservation.
It was so weird when Cody starts talking about in the car, he's driving to pick up Janelle. And he starts talking to the phone and he's like, you know, it's weird getting divorced when you're still sleeping with your wife and your lover. Again, he's talking about sex. And I know he's not talking about sex with Janelle. He's talking about sex with Robin.
But like, is he saying Robin is his wife and his lover?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking
the
it was
other. So Janelle is his wife.
Yeah.
Mary is his quasi wife.
Yeah.
And Robin is his wife
and
his
lover. Okay.
Yes. That's
all right.
She does both. This is the only job Robin's ever done good in her life because she treats him like her best customer. That's what she does. So Janelle's like, listen, I just want to have fun, Cody. I don't want you to try anything. All right. Keep your hands to yourself. No fighting. We're just going to treat this like a first date.
She's like, let's pretend we don't know each other.
When she gets in that fucking Lexus and starts fiddling with her hair, stop it. Stop it, Janelle.
Why is she like won back over by him? Like one dinner reservation and she's back in?
Oh, I felt like when he said that we were going to Mariposa, she was wet.
I felt like she was like, oh my God, stick it in me right now. I'll let you sleep with me.
All is forgiven because we got to go to fucking Mariposa.
The food must be good. I think we should get there.
Like, Janelle, let's not forget. He didn't talk to Savannah during Christmas. Let's not forget, Janelle. You know that.
Do we think Mariposa is Mexican food?
It did say it was kind of like a Mexican-y food. Okay. Which,
she's like, a plate of enchiladas will just get me right in.
I'm the same way. Take me to Mexican food, get me chips a fajita. And salsa. I'm good to go. But it's like, then she comes home. She didn't even get a doggy bag. So like, Savannah, once again, didn't get to anything.
She's like, Mom, I've been wanting to go to Mariposa for so long. Dad promised he'd take me there for my graduation.
She's like, sorry, Savannah. Dad took the stuff home to Robin and the kids. I can take you to Taco Bell. It's kind of the same. She's like, okay, guess I'll just settle for that.
Justice for Mary, justice for Savannah.
Justice for fucking everybody. Justice for us, though, for having to watch this. Cody is so proud of himself for getting the reservation at Mariposa. Like, he's like, oh, God, yeah. Janelle's pretty lucky to have a guy like me. Pretty awesome. I'm able to get that for her. Then Janelle gives a suggestion. She's like, you know, I wish we kind of had one of those like first date questionnaire books. Because, you know, I don't know if there's anything here anymore, Cody. Oh, she did not just say that. Cody is so fucking pissed. He can't comprehend. He's like, I don't understand. I picked her up in the Lexus. I'm taking her to I made her pay for gas.
I wore my best plaid shirt.
I wore slacks. I taken her to the most fancy restaurant in Arizona. And it's like, what? Because we had one fight. We've had tons of fights. We've had worse. Because we're separated. We've been separated before. I thought doing this was going to be enough to make her understand that it's time to kibosh on this and we could get back to being a married couple where I ignore her and my children and just live at Robin's.
He's used to that. That's probably what he used to do all the time. And these women just, okay, sure, I'll take it.
I could not comprehend how this man thought, like, this is enough. This is perfectly good. Now, I'm fucking livid to know that we then turn the cameras off.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Janelle, you're my queen, and now you've just gone down.
Fuck you.
Forget it.
Fuck you. I wanted to
know. You don't turn the cameras off on your date.
One of my favorite dinner scenes of all time is Mary Brown and Cody Brown sitting at Lakai, where she's like, what if I had two husbands? And he's like, you're a dirty whore, you little bitch. Fuck you for even suggesting that.
Do we think they kissed after the date?
I don't know. I don't want to believe it. But then she says, you know, just out of habit, I slipped my hand down his pants and it felt
different.
Weird. It felt different. I think he had shaved everything off and I like a little patch. And I immediately just like, I took my hand back and I was like, oh, that didn't feel right.
I think I'm done with him.
I think I'm done. I'm like,
Mariposa must not have been as good as she thought it was.
I bet the margaritas were like watered down. Yeah. You know, she was like, listen, I might get a little...
She's like, take me back to Salsa Brava.
Loosey-goosey. I might get a little fucked up and then you can fuck me. But no, we don't know what happened because they fucking did it. Also, justice for Janelle, because when they start talking about their relationship, we get these flashbacks of Cody and Janelle. And basically, it is...
She wronged someone in production because...
Roll the footage of all of the worst scenes of Janelle.
Her huffing and puffing up the mountain. Her with her tongue out washing dishes.
Every time that she was disheveled, they were like, roll that beautiful clip.
Her sitting like after she just slaved away making hamburgers for her nachos. Family, and she's just like, looks like she's done with life.
And it was just,
and they're like, pull that one up.
They were like, yeah, let's remember all the beautiful times Cody and Janelle had.
I'm
and
like,
it's
there
just
is
like
plenty of good times that they
had. I mean, God, at least a time when she had a lick of makeup on, you know.
No,
they did her so dirty with the edit. I
feel like they were mad at her for turning those cameras off.
If
so,
I'm
you know
Janelle
what?
I'm calling. Oh, yeah. That is. They were getting revenge.
Yeah. You they're like, we wanted to see the dinner.
Should have fucking done it. He just, it's upsetting. Now, this was also upsetting because I was like, you know what? I need to see what's going on. I hop on Janelle's Instagram and there is a post from May 10th, 2022. And it's some shots of Sedona's beautiful landscape. And the caption says, Sedona views on a Tuesday evening.
Oh.
Hard eyes, red heart emoji. Hashtag Sedona, hashtag Red Rock, hashtag sunset, hashtag views for days.
She's just into the views.
I know, but it's just like, I wanted her to be like...
Worst day ever.
Worst day ever, but the view's still great. You know? Touch something slimy, but it didn't ruin this beautiful view. Something like that, you know? But it didn't.
Darn it.
Now, we end the episode with Cody saying that he just wants to feel like a person, not a sex object to Janelle. Like, are we finding out that Janelle's a fucking nympho?
Why is like, she tried to bend me over in the car.
I'm like, God.
She wouldn't get her hand out of my pants while I was driving the
Lexus. You know, I simply asked her, I was like, Janelle, do you want to stop and get dessert? And she's like, I see the dessert right in front of me. Unzip those slacks and pull it out. I'm going to suck the skin off that thing.
No, like, I don't believe him because she's saying she just barely grabbed his hand and then realized it was felt weird, so she stopped.
This is not the first time that he has alluded that Janelle is just using him for his body. Like, is this insight?
Do you think that's because he's not into her? And so he's like, she's just like having a regular marriage. And he's like, Like, she just thinks I'm a piece of meat because I don't actually want to sleep with her.
Once a month, once a blue moon, when he stops by and she's watching Blue Bloods, you know, he sits next to her and she like puts a hand on his upper thigh and he's like, whoa.
Like, he's grossed out by her. So he's like, she just thinks I'm a piece of meat where it's like, no, she's married to you. She can put her hand on your thigh.
She's not into it. She says it was a great date. I hope it wasn't.
I hope there was no kiss.
I hope that as soon as
she
got...
I hope he paid. I hope he didn't make her split the bill.
You know what I hope? Here's what I hope. Right as she's... As he's dropping her off at her shitty apartment, she goes to get out of the Lexus. We know he didn't open the door for her.
No.
Right as she goes to get up, she's leaning out and just a...
She just hotboxed him.
Yeah.
I hope so. He deserves
all right,
that.
I got to go pick up Savannah. See you later. Shuts that door on him, and it is just the most putrid smell. It just...
She's like, that Mariposa turned my stomach.
Oh, God. God damn. And, like, Cody has to then just drive with the windows down, top down. He's just immediately, like, in the parking lot of the apartment, pulling the top
That's
down.
What he deserves.
If I could hotbox one person in this world, it's Cody Brown. That's...
If I could kick one person, if I could hotbox one person, if I could slam into someone with my car, him.
All Cody Brown.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to do. Oh, my goodness. Another beautiful, well, another terrible episode, but a fun episode with you guys. Don't forget, if you, even if you didn't love what we had to say, go and leave us a 5-star review.
If you didn't love it, just go away.
But also leave a 5-star review and just tell us we're great. Yeah. Okay? Because we do want to be an object. We want to be an object.
You can
that
use
you,
us.
You can have your way with us, you know, but only in if you say nice things about
yeah.
us. Don't again, Liz Martin 5, no 1 or 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, even
nothing,
just 5-star reviews. And now someone I saw the other day left a comment like in the Facebook group, which if you didn't know, there's also a Facebook group you can join. You can find the link in the show notes. I don't know how to tell you to get there. But someone was like, yeah, they pimp out their Patreon at the end of every episode. And I was like, I don't think we, like, pimp it out.
Well,
we just
say where to find it.
And okay. I put a warning on there. Which
there's no other ads, so
there's
you're
no
welcome.
Other fucking ads. I do one ad for the goddamn Patreon, all right? Now, a woman did say the other day that she joined our Patreon, and she wished that she could stab her eyes out after some of the content she saw in there because she was so disgusted. So that's a good review, I think. Like, if you want to be absolutely so appalled, you want to stab.
Was this the same woman who had an issue, but she's been a patron since January?
Yes.
Okay.
But
so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Apparently
thank
it wasn't that bad. You
thank
stayed
you
for quite a while.
For your donations. if you're a piece of shit, lowbrow humor, lazy listener, come and join our Patreon. We do it 5 days a week, $10 a month.
We'll let you live in our barn dominium.
We'll let you come over to the barn dominium. We're not going to let you live in it. Patreon.com/sisterwivestalk. Other than that... if you didn't enjoy this, fuck you. If you did, you're our kind of people. We love ya. Don't forget, get your cue cards ready, guys. We've got some great items coming your way on QVC. And in the famous words of the newest David Yurman 16-karat gold ring owner with beautiful horse etching, Cody Brown.
Love should be multiplied, not divided.